Over the last few weeks, we have been looking together at the first part of Paul's letter to the Colossians, a letter that Paul wrote to encourage his friends, but also a letter that he wrote to warn them against following the teaching of those who were trying to downplay all that Jesus was and all that Jesus had done for them. Those who were teaching that Jesus is never quite enough, that there was always something else that you had to do, something else that you needed, some other truth that was out there to be discovered. Today, our reading is just two short verses, so short that we're going to share in the reading of those verses in a moment together. And in many ways, these two short verses sum up the whole of Paul's letter to the Colossians. And so you might well ask me, well, in that case, Adrian, why didn't Paul just write these two verses? Well, I guess like any good preacher, why use just two verses when you can take a whole four chapters to say something? Let's read together God's word to us from Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. I wonder if you can remember learning to ride a bicycle. Perhaps you can remember how many times you fell off. Perhaps you can remember how many times you grazed the skin off your kneecaps. I was watching a man teach his young son to ride his bike in the park a few days ago. And this dad, what he did was he kept his hand firmly on the back of the bicycle seat. He kept his son upright as they went along. As they walked along, he pushed and he kept the bicycle upright. And every so often there would be a bit of a wobble, but Dad was there with his hand to put him back on track. Well, I watched, and as the boy got a bit more confident, he started to pedal a bit faster. And so Dad had to run behind a bit faster. And as Dad ran behind a bit faster, the boy pedaled even more faster. Until eventually they reached a point where Dad could run no more and he had to let go of the seat. He had to let go of his son on his bicycle. And now the boy was pedaling on his own. And as soon as the young lad realised that he was on his own, he started to panic. And as he panicked, he looked back over his shoulder. He looked back for his dad. And as he looked over his shoulder, he started to wobble again. And at that point, Dad, who was there in the distance, called out to him, "Don't worry, son. Keep going. Keep going straight ahead." And that's what the young boy did. He kept going straight ahead, more and more confident with every turn of the pedals. And I'm sure that he had to stop at some point, but he kept on going straight. As the Apostle Paul looked at the Colossian church, his call to them was the same as that father to his son learning to ride his bicycle. Keep going. Keep going straight on. As this church was wobbling and under threat from false teaching, Paul urges them to keep on going. Just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, then continue to live your lives in him. Keep going in Christ. Keep going with Christ. Now, perhaps this morning it might be a bit of a surprise to you to learn that the Christian life continues in the same way that it begins. By faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour. Perhaps we struggle with that because so often in life we like to make things more complicated as they go on and as they develop. But as we live as followers of Jesus Christ, the call is not to make things more complicated. No, the call is to keep Jesus more and more at the centre of everything. Jesus at the centre of our lives. Jesus at the centre of our church. Jesus at the centre of our community and of our world. Not to push him to one side. Not to wobble and go off course, not to chase after the next thing, but to keep Jesus at the centre. And Paul, in his letter, gives us some pictures to help us see how we can do that. First, we are to be rooted and built up in Christ. Imagine one of those large oak trees that we see when we're out in the countryside. A tree that can withstand the rain and the wind and the storms and the snow. Even withstand times of drought. And it's able to flourish in those conditions because of its strong root system. The roots that go down and give it stability. The roots that draw up moisture deep from below the earth. Roots that bring life. Of course, what we know, don't we, that what we see above the ground of a tree is only a fraction of it. The most important part is what is down underneath the ground. Paul, of course, would have known that imagery from Psalm 1. Psalm 1, where we read in verse 3, which is reading about that person who grows and deepens their relationship with God. And it says in Psalm 1, verse 3, that person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither, whatever they do, prospers. Be rooted and built up in Christ. Don't be distracted by fine-sounding arguments and philosophies. Don't turn your head away from the wonder of all that God has done for you in Christ. The depth of his love for you, his mercy, his forgiveness, his grace. His life in you. Sink your roots into the truth of Jesus Christ. Because it is only in him, as it says in verse 2, it's only in him that we might have the full riches of complete understanding. So as we are rooted in Christ, so we are built up in him. Just like a tree with good strong roots is able to flourish and to grow and to stand secure in all the storms and all the winds. I guess that for each one of us, we can Think of those times when we have rooted our lives in other things, when we have built our lives on other things. Our careers, our popularity, the money that we have, the car that we drive, the house that we live in. But of course, when the storms come, when the trouble comes along, those roots are shallow roots, and they do not hold firm and strong. But when we are rooted in Christ, when our lives are built on Him, then He is our strength. He is our security. He is our hope. And even death itself has no hold over Him. So it has no hold over us as we are in Him. Just as you received Christ, keep on in Him. Rooted and built up in Him. Strengthened in the faith as you were taught. Keep on with Christ. Keep on in Christ. And yes, sometimes we might feel like that little lad on his bicycle. We hit the bumps in the road. We might look over our shoulder sometimes and the front wheel starts to wobble. But you know, that little lad, as he pedaled off into the distance, you could see the joy on his face. You could see that he was filled with thankfulness for this new world of adventures that had opened up for him because he had learnt to ride his bicycle. Let's be filled with thankfulness for all that Christ has done in us and through us. Let's keep on with Christ. Let's keep on in Christ that our lives may overflow with thankfulness because of Jesus. Let's take a moment to be still together, and then I invite you to join me in a prayer. Let's be still. Lord, we thank you for the grace given that enabled us to receive Christ Jesus as Lord. And our desire is to continue to live our lives in Jesus, rooted and built up in Him. May we be strengthened in the faith by the teaching that we have received and that we do receive. And may we always overflow with thankfulness for the glory of your name. Amen.